WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. His office says former President Bill Clinton developed a fever on Monday. He's since been admitted to a hospital in the nation's capital.
Well, former President Bill Clinton is under observation at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital here in Washington. His deputy chief of staff says he was admitted after developing a fever. He is there for testing, adding he is fine, awake and alert, in good spirits, and deeply appreciates the excellent care he is receiving.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. The House Ethics Committee released its report on former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. The report accuses Gaetz of regularly paying women, including a 17-year-old girl, for sex and purchasing and using illicit substances. He denies those allegations. A special prosecutor in New Mexico withdrew the appeal of the July decision to dismiss the involuntary manslaughter case against Alec Baldwin in the fatal onset shooting of a cinematographer. This is ABC News. Seems as if most of our lives there have been stories about the benefits or detriments of coffee. Here's the latest one.
Go ahead. Have that extra cup. A new study finding drinking more than 4 cups of caffeinated coffee daily may significantly lower the risk of head and neck cancers. Researchers found coffee drinkers had a 30% lower risk of mouth cancer and a 22% reduced risk of throat cancers. Even drinking 3 to 4 cups daily showed some strong benefits, but tea drinkers saw mixed results, with heavy tea consumption actually increasing voice box cancer risk by 38%. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The union representing Starbucks workers says 5 days in, their strike has closed 59 stores across the U.S. It started Friday in Seattle, Los Angeles, and Chicago, and has spread to Boston, Dallas, and Portland, Oregon. Workers in other cities joined the strike over the weekend. Starbucks says it respects its partners' right to lawfully strike. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. 3 times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks win again. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. No Giannis or Damian Lillard, but the Bucks beat the Bulls in Chicago 112-91. Giannis out with back spasms. Lillard dealing with an illness. Chris Middleton had one of his best performances, scoring 21 points.
I don't want to say it's the best. I don't want to think, you know, this is the best I will be. Hopefully I continue to get better. It felt good. I mean, I just wanted to be aggressive. When Damian Giannis out, there's going to be a lot more opportunity for me right now. I'm just trying to take advantage of it in the right way.
NFL, the Packers beat the Saints 34-0 on Monday Night Football. Green Bay able to clinch a spot in the playoffs in prime time with the first shutout in the NFL this season. Packers quarterback Jordan Love after the game.
It's big time. You know, that's something that obviously the goal is Super Bowl. So that's the first step right there, is making the playoffs. Obviously, this was a big time game to clinch that spot. And proud of the way we came out here and handled business.
As Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In trying to make Christmas sexy news, Kim Kardashian has put out a new music video. The reality TV personality released a video under her brother-in-law Travis Barker's label. She used a breathy version of her own rendition of Santa Baby, one of the worst Christmas songs ever, and put images of herself crawling through a party in a blonde wig and skin-colored jeggings. I'm not sure if she realizes it either, but her cleavage was totally showing. I'm sure she's going to give that editor an earful. In the video, there's a donkey, Mary and Joseph, people fighting, people raking money, and a bonfire while people play Twister. For what seems like an eternity, Kim crawls through the chaos with her own singing as a backdrop until she finally stops between Santa's legs and looks up to find it's really Macaulay Culkin. The only good thing about the video is that her singing mercifully stops along with the music about midway through, so it's just her crawling with weird images. It's just something you have to see for yourself, folks. You can check it out free on YouTube, but you'll still want your money back. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, cloudy skies, and we will have the possibility of some patchy fog forming. Temperatures dropping to the upper teens, light winds. On Tuesday, a wintry mix of some patchy flurries, light freezing rain, also fog, highs upper 20s to near 30. It's 24 at our studios.
Dom Selvia.
Jess P.S. here. Dom and I wish you the happiest holidays, and we will catch up with you next time with Earl Ingram. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Peach Wabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who thinks outside the box and hates cliches, Peach Wabba.
Let's light it up. Let's do this. We are getting close, folks. That's nice. I have to clear my throat a second and a half into the broadcast. You're supposed to warn me about this, huh, Conrad. Pete, your voice is a little raspy.
Well, it just can't. Like, it just started out like that, so I can't help you there.
You weren't expecting that.
I can't help you.
All right, fair enough. Hey, welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me on December 23rd. 2 days, one more shopping day. And it's actually kind of a half a shopping day till Christmas. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve, one of the happiest days of the year, to most, not to everybody. I think it's a happy day for the most part. And we've talked about on this show, I like Christmas Eve better than Christmas Day. What about you, K-Man?
Yeah, no, Christmas Eve, definitely like Christmas Eve better.
Yeah, same here. So we're gonna. This is like, given that, I mean, this is the eve of Christmas Eve. So we're going to do what we can here tonight to set the table for tomorrow, where we have all of you over for Christmas Eve dinner. Conrad, I didn't tell you this. I wanted it to be a surprise. Be here at 5 p.m. sharp tomorrow. We got a lot of people coming by.
So we're going to have Jimmy Stewart at the dinner table is what you're telling me?
That's right. We have got tomorrow night. How should I do this? Let's start with tomorrow night. Let's do a little tease because tomorrow night's a big night. Folks, on Christmas Day here at Civic Media, we are going to have 24 to 36 hours. We haven't figured it out yet because we're too lazy to look at the schedule, but there is a lot of Christmas music, and it starts tomorrow night at this time. We are 24 hours away of 24 hours to 36 hours of Christmas music here at Civic Media. All the hosts will be off on Christmas Day. We will be hopefully brightening your Christmas with some carols and popular songs. Starting tomorrow night at 6 p.m. So we will be on tomorrow at 4 p.m. They're bumping us up 2 hours. I don't know what happens to Dom. Do we just throw Dom under the bus? Or does he get off 2 hours early stick us with the bill?
I think he's just happy to be listening to Christmas music on Civic Media.
Damn it, Salvia. All right, so that happens tomorrow, folks. We will have a special Christmas Eve broadcast of Nightlight that starts at 4 p.m. and goes to 6 p.m., at which point everything will take over and your life will be filled with Christmas music. But we have a fun show tomorrow night. As Conrad mentioned, Jimmy Stewart will be here. We managed to book Jimmy Stewart. He's a tough guy to book these days, mostly because he's been deceased for several years now. And then Santa Claus will join us tomorrow night. So it's a really fun show. We're going to do some fun things tomorrow night. And tonight, though, is the eve of Christmas Eve. Pardon me.
Clear your throat.
I need like a button I can press. I've heard of this in radio.
It's the cough button.
Yeah, well. Okay.
I have one.
Oh, how convenient.
So nice. You can hear me cough.
I heard you cough. It reverberated through the glass there. That's a heck of a throat clear. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we have a fun show. Ben Reiser from the Wisconsin Film Festival will be here at 6:35. Ben is going to tell us what to look forward to at this year's festival. And I've said it before, we've had a lot of independent filmmakers and a lot of filmmakers on the show, who have been through several
film festivals here in Wisconsin and kind of all over. To me, the Wisconsin Film Festival is such a gem because the guys that put it together are serious, like film buffs. And Ben is definitely one of them. He sees more films a year than I bet he sees twice what I see in a year. And he'll be by at 6:35 to talk about this year's festival and tell us what we can expect. They do great restored classics at the Wisconsin Film Festival. I think like they get 30,000 visitors a year. The venues are great. It's fun to be in Madison. It's a really fun time to celebrate movies. And Ben will talk about that with us at 6:35. And he is also, as I mentioned, a prolific moviegoer and TV watcher. He's an inside guy like me. So we'll talk about what we're watching as well. And then at 7:20, this is exciting, about a year ago, Conrad, we had Christy Barlament, who is the manager of this property where our station is, Civic Media, WGBW.
Yeah.
Christy lives and in the building and manages the property, and she's given us several citations, which, you know, we take seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do.
We do. So she will be here with her fiancé, Ed the Diver. Now, they are a couple, but they have separate lives as well. I don't mean to put, like, I don't want to say, like, their existence is only because of each other, but it's a very sweet little romance. And we've had Christy on the show. About a year ago, she came by to tell us what was happening in Green Bay and the surrounding areas when it came to New Year's Eve, all the parties, that kind of stuff. And it was very informative. I still don't know what I'm doing for New Year's Eve. But Christy is coming by. I asked her to come by this year, and she says, hey, can I bring Ed? Well, Ed's been on the show, too, and he's a great guest. And he, like, has done so much for cleaning up the waterways in northeast Wisconsin and now all over the state. For all I know, he's a global phenomenon, Conrad. I don't know. Maybe Ed is world. A lot can happen in a year.
Yeah.
And I can say I knew him when. And he lives in my hood in Marinette. So it's fun that they met. And now they're a couple. They're coming on the show together. And we'll talk about cleaning up the water in the area. We'll talk about what to do for New Year's Eve. It's just going to be fun to have them here. So I'm looking forward to that. At 7:20, they will be in studio. So you know what that means, Conrad.
What?
Selfie.
There we go.
Yeah. It sucks when I have to take a selfie of me with someone who is on the computer and I turn my head and I lift the camera. It's just not the same. So we'll get an in-studio selfie with the Lovebirds as well. So that will be fun. That's the show, ladies and gentlemen. Ben Reiser at 6:35, Ed the Diver, and Christy Barlament at 7:20. And that brings us to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What do you want for Christmas? That's it. What do you want for Christmas? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It could be a sled that says Rosebud, a Schwinn 10-speed, a PlayStation. What's the new hot video game console right now, Conrad?
The hot gaming system?
Yeah, like if a kid was like 14.
Yeah, the PS5.
PS5?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that like world's better than the PS4?
I actually saw this video, Instagram reel actually, because I couldn't fall asleep a couple days ago, just strolling on Instagram reels. And I saw this, it said, ungrateful children. And it was a video of this kid getting a PS5 and he opens it and he goes, I wanted a PC. And the parents are like, what? I don't want this anymore. Like, what?
Oh my God. That is like the epitome of.
What do you think your parents would do if they got you something like that? And you're like, I don't want it. Take it back.
So, is it like the kids, like just like a brainiac who wants a new computer and not video games?
PCs you can play games on as well.
Right.
But they're also like five times as expensive.
Oh, as a gaming system?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's like I can't believe that someone would be mad that they got a PS5.
Don't you think is that like stage though?
It didn't
like
look
a couple's
like it.
Humor thing.
It didn't. No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
It was just a family Christmas, and brothers opened a gift together as a PS5, and he goes, "I don't want this."
Oh my gosh! All right, how about you get nothing? How does that sound?
Do you want coal?
Yeah, take some coal. Hey, you can reach us at 855-752-4842. You can text us on the app. Very easy to use. If you haven't downloaded the Civic Media app yet, folks, I don't know what you're waiting for, but it's so easy to use. You can get all your shows, all your favorite hosts from Civic Media right at your fingertips, and it's very easy to contact any show. You just click the little icon. You can even call. You know how I know that, Conrad?
Yeah.
So this is, all right, as you know, last week, I'm just going to come out and say it now. I was sicker than a dog. I know nobody can tell because I'm a professional. But I was pretty sick, and I feel better now. But it was like last week was like, it was like caffeine and Tylenol right before the air, hit the air, and then crash hard after. Well, I was supposed to be a guest on Don Brown's show, who does a great show every Saturday morning on WAUK. Don is a great host. He's on every morning. He was one of the first hosts. I think he was the first host to have me on to talk about Nightlight when I got this show at Civic Media. So love Don. I agreed a couple weeks earlier to be on a show before I got sick. And I said, Don, I just want to warn you. I'm sicker than a dog. I sound terrible. We might be well served to do a pre-record when I've been up for a few hours and can talk. You might understand me a little more. And he said, well, I don't know if I have that capability, whatever. I said, that's fine. We'll do it Saturday morning. This poor guy, he probably heard my voice and had just thought I was dead or something. Like, it sounded horrible. I had been up for like 30 minutes. I wish we had a clip of that. It's got to be so bad.
I will find it.
He was like, I'm not saying, and Don is too nice a guy to say, Pete, you know what? Let's take a rain check on this. You're going to scare listeners away. That's how bad it sounded. So I apologize to Don on the air. I owe you one. Let's do a rain check too, even though I was on the show. I don't even know what I said. I was out of my mind. So please have me back and we'll do it again. Do it the right way. But my point is you can call. Don said, call. To be on the show, call through the app. And I didn't know you could do that. Like, I've looked at the app 1,000 times. I've never noticed the phone icon. You can call any show right through the app. So feel free to do that, folks. Call, text, on the stream, however you do it, just get a hold of us. We'd love to hear from you throughout the course of the show. Answer the question, jump in, and give us your opinion on what we're talking about. It's all fun, and it's all so much more fun when you guys participate. So what else do we got, Conrad? There's a lot going on. So we've got, you know, I got to tell you, too, I saw... All right, so a couple weeks ago, Frank Hermans was on the show. He brought his son Harrison in, and Harrison played the song Dear Prudence on the air, which was great. Chip off the old block.
But yeah, that was definitely great.
That was really cool. And Frank said, hey, come out to a show. So I took my wife and my two kids, who are both home for the holidays. We went down to the Meyer Theater on Saturday night, and it was just such a fun show. I mean, talk about putting you in the Christmas spirit. Like, Frank is just such a presence. And he's hilarious. He was doing this like Ted Baxter voice too through the whole show. Like, his character was like a cross between Clark Griswold and the dad in the Christmas Story. And he kept doing his voice like this the whole time. And the more he talked, the funnier it got. But everyone in Frank's outfit is a phenomenal singer. So I think it's going for another week. If you get a chance, check out Frank's Christmas at the Meyer Theater. So much fun, and I've got a ton of other shows coming up, too. But thank you again to Frank, and thanks for helping put me and my family in the Christmas spirit. It was a lot of fun Saturday night. What else we got? We got a Spotify music poll that ranked all the songs. Did you know that?
All the Christmas songs?
All the Christmas songs.
All I Want for Christmas, number one?
Yes, number one. It's Spotify. It's songs that are streamed. So we'll talk about that too. We'll read some texts. I got a crocodile I need to bring up. A famous actor who passed away, and he's a crocodile. We'll do that next. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The world in solemn stillness lay to hear.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. 3 times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
That's what I need. That's the stuff. I don't care what people say. I love that song.
Does it get you pumped up in
it
the gym?
It does. Not at the gym. I can't blast my quads to Christmas carols. Maybe Jingle Bells. I'm trying to find that list. Most streamed tracks on Spotify. I'll find
If I had to guess, yeah, All I Want for Christmas is number one.
It was number one. Feliz Navidad was number 10. I remember that. Yeah.
I was going to go to like 3.
Yeah, I would have put that up there higher too if I had to guess. Do you know what number 2 is?
Something Michael Bublé.
It's not.
Really?
He was on the list. I don't remember what number, but it was Wham's Last Christmas. Oh, it was number 2.
That I should have guessed. That is such a great song.
Great song. And then Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Yep, that's my favorite.
Number 4th. I remember you said that last week in our poll. Jingle Bell Rock came in 6th place. And It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year by Andy Williams came in, 8th place. So there were some good songs in there, but none of the nauseating ones. I guess some people, it's all relative. Some people might get sick of Feliz Navidad or, you know, All I Want for Christmas. But I thought it was a pretty good list. It was just the most streamed over the last some odd years.
Yeah.
It's like a top 10 list. So check it out, though. I thought there was some good. It made me realize I haven't watched one Christmas movie this year.
I've watched a bunch already.
Have you? That's impressive. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I have been busy and then I got sick and I just wasn't feeling it. So next year, I think they'll seem even more, I don't know, maybe I'll enjoy them a little more. But our question tonight, folks, is what do you want for Christmas? Very straightforward, very simple. Sherry from Horicon checks in and says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. Good evening, Sherry. Great to have you with us tonight. And then Gizmo from the 920 says, hey, Pete, it's Gizmo. I love Ed and Christy. Tell them Gizmo said hi when they come in, please. Conrad, you have to help me remind.
I think you got it.
I can't. Gizmo, I'm going to do my best. I would say text in while they're here and tell them yourself. There you go.
Yes.
But I'll do my best. I'll try to remember that. Tom from Jackson says, was George Winston the piano player on the list? He was not, Tom, at least not in the top 10. But they only gave the top 10, so I would imagine it would be on there somewhere. But I don't know how far back they went either. So, yeah, good stuff. We've got some fun shows coming up. As I mentioned last night, or tomorrow night, we will have the kickoff to the Civic Media Christmas Music Marathon on Christmas Day, starting from 4 to 6. Conrad and I will be here, and we will have some fun guests. As I mentioned, Jimmy Stewart will be here. Santa Claus will be here. Then we've got Christmas music all Christmas Day. And then on Thursday, tell them what we have on Thursday, Conrad. That's a fun show.
Well, we got a mix of music and comedy. And
same show?
And yes.
Have we lost our minds?
Missed it, Jimmy Pardo made fun of Pete's shirt for a whole half hour.
Yeah. it was unsettling. But it's a fun show. So Thursday, and then we'll be back live on Friday talking about, I want to talk some paranormal investigating with Todd Michaels. And of course, it's a Friday night, Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here. If you have New Year's Eve resolutions, folks, or New Year's resolutions, I should say, share them with us. We have a special email set up. It's just nightlight@civicmedia.us. We got a few of your stories that we will share tomorrow night as well regarding Christmas. But if you want us to read your New Year's Eve resolutions, we would love to read those too next week. That's nightlight@civicmedia.us, N-I-T-E-L-I-T-E at civicmedia.us. Turning to some sad news, Bert the Crocodile has passed away. Do you know who Bert the Crocodile was, Conrad?
Bert Reynolds.
How did you make that leap?
Yeah, I heard Bert.
It's the only Bert you know other than maybe Bert and Ernie. No, Bert the Crocodile is, I don't know his last name. He's kind of one of those iconic one-name actors, though. He was in the film Crocodile Dundee. That was the movie that came out in 1986 starring Paul Hogan and Linda Kozlowski. It introduced Americans to Australian culture through a comedy about a crocodile hunter. And it also made everyone in America think they could use an Australian accent. And they were taken by the whimsical charm of the Australians. You've heard friends say, "G'day, mate."
"Hello, governor."
"Hello, governor. Put another shrimp on the barbie." Those are the kind of phrases we heard a lot of in the mid-80s until you felt like beating someone senseless until they stopped. But Bert the Crocodile was in the film, and he just passed away. He was 90, apparently a very charismatic crocodile, as crocodiles go. And he was at a Crocosaurus, living in a Crocosaurus cave, I think they call it. It seemed like it was the equivalent of the Beverly Hills retirement home. Bert passed away. Tip of the hat to Bert, because he did some great acting. Who's your favorite animal actor, Conrad, if you had to choose? You got Lassie, Benji, Beethoven, mostly dogs.
Air Bud.
Air Bud. Again, the dogs have cornered the market on animal acting.
Why can't I? Garfield.
Garfield the cat?
But not the movies.
Cat, though. That's
just the cartoons.
Well, Bert the Crocodile had a round of, he had some trouble. He struggled like many actors. He had a cocaine problem for years and was caught in an adult movie house doing very uncrocodile-like things.
Well,
probably did the Crocodile Rock at some point.
I was going to say, probably did the roll.
The roll? What's that?
The death roll.
Is that where they roll over on their back and they can't get up?
No, that's how how do I put it? Let me look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
Because it's like where they put them underwater and then they can't, because it's with their chompers.
Their chomp. You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
I do.
Right,
I just can't put
any
it in
of the
words.
Medical terms right.
I can't put it in words.
All right, fair enough. Words aren't important. It's just radio. So Bert is gone. God rest ye. God rest your soul, Bert. He is in crocodile heaven. Ben Reiser will be here in a few minutes. We've done that. All right. I'm not 100% yet, Conrad. I might need you to hold my hand. Not literally. There's glass between us, but I might need you to help me out here. Get me through this show so I can collapse for 3 days. We got texts to read. They're coming in. I love these texts. Please keep sending them. What do you want for Christmas? It's a very simple question, 855-752-4842. Let me know, and I will read it on the radio. If you're on the stream, if you're checking us out on the stream or Facebook or Twitter, X, whatever it's called, give us a like, give us a follow, folks. It's great to have you with me on this Monday night as Christmas fast approaches. What a fun time of year, and what a fun show we've got tonight. Stick around. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. His office says former President Bill Clinton developed a fever on Monday. He's since been admitted to a hospital in the nation's capital.
Well, former President Bill Clinton is under observation at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital here in Washington. His deputy chief of staff says he was admitted after developing a fever. He is there for testing, adding he is fine, awake and alert, in good spirits, and deeply appreciates the excellent care he is receiving.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. The House Ethics Committee released its report on former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. The report accuses Gaetz of regularly paying women, including a 17-year-old girl, for sex and purchasing and using illicit substances. He denies those allegations. A special prosecutor in New Mexico withdrew the appeal of the July decision to dismiss the involuntary manslaughter case against Alec Baldwin in the fatal onset shooting of a cinematographer. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks win again. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. No Giannis or Damian Lillard, but the Bucks beat the Bulls in Chicago 112-91. Giannis out with back spasms. Lillard dealing with an illness. Chris Middleton had one of his best performances, scoring 21 points.
I don't want to say it's the best. I don't want to think, you know, this is the best I will be. Hopefully I continue to get better. It felt good. I mean, I just wanted to be aggressive. When Damian Giannis out, there's going to be a lot more opportunity for me right now. I'm just trying to take advantage of it in the right way.
NFL, the Packers beat the Saints 34-0 on Monday Night Football. Green Bay able to clinch a spot in the playoffs in prime time with the first shutout in the NFL this season. Packers quarterback Jordan Love after the game.
It's big time. You know, that's something that obviously the goal is Super Bowl. So that's the first step right there, is making the playoffs. Obviously, this was a big time game to clinch that spot. And proud of the way we came out here and handled business.
As Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sequels led the way at last weekend's domestic box office. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 led the way with $62 million and was followed up by Mufasa, the Lion King prequel, which finished with a disappointing $35 million at the U.S. box office, despite playing on 400 more screens than Sonic. Despite grabbing second place in the U.S., Mufasa was number one globally with a take of $122 million. Finishing in third place was the juggernaut Wicked, which pulled in $13.5 million at the box office, putting its grand total domestically at about $400 million. Wicked leapfrogged Moana 2, which finished in fourth place with $13.1 million at the box office. The borderline religious film Homestead finished in fifth place with $6.6 million despite not so great reviews. The Brutalist, a 3.5-hour film that actually has an intermission, opened in limited release and pulled in $266,000, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it was only on four screens. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price in the overnight cloudy skies, and we will have the possibility of some patchy fog forming. Temperatures dropping to the upper teens, light winds. On Tuesday, a wintry mix of some patchy flurries, light freezing rain, also fog, highs upper 20s to near 30. It's 24 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no healthcare policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbus Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Happy holidays, everyone. I'm Maggie Dawn. I'm on a little bit of a break, but not to worry. Host of Amicus, Jim Santel, guest host next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It came upon that glorious song.
Yeah, I'm all for like playing Christmas music, but maybe something to make us not want to jump off a bridge.
It's Frank, though.
I know it's Frank, and I love that. But is there like, you got to have like Feliz Navidad on there somewhere or something.
You want the jolly Christmas
some Michael
music.
Bubble, something. Some upbeat stuff.
Michael Bubble?
Michael okay. Bubble.
I can find some Michael Bubble.
We'll save the slow stuff till the second hour. Sound good? From the 920, Aaron Carano texts in. He says, good thing there's glass between you and Conrad so you can't get each other sick. If you didn't get sick last week, you're not getting sick.
Yeah, well.
The guy's a tank.
I don't know if you heard me knock on fake wood.
I did. Aaron says, happy holidays to you both. Thanks for all you do. Thank you, Aaron. Thanks for, it's good to know the boss is listening sometimes. Tom from Jackson says, Jimmy Stewart was able to show raw emotion in a good way. Could not agree more, Tom. Anna from Madison says, hi, Pete and Conrad. Happy holidays to you both. I would like a gift certificate to a movie theater. It would make me go to the movies more. You know, I was giving those a lot for a while. And I just feel like, you know, when people give me stuff like that, that's easy to lose. I tend to lose it sometimes. But they're great gifts. Like, if you can keep track of them and actually use them, movie tickets are great. Almost as good as, like, a Visa gift card, which you can use anywhere. But, all right, we will read some more of your texts later. Please keep them coming. What do you want for Christmas? That is tonight's question. Pretty straightforward. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Ed the Diver and Christy Barlament will be here at 720 talking about how they keep our waterways clean, which will be fun. But right now, we got to get down and dirty with my old buddy Ben Reiser. He is the operations director for the Wisconsin Film Festival. They put on a phenomenal film festival, folks. If you have not checked out the Wisconsin Film Festival, I highly recommend it. But also, if you haven't checked out any film festival, go, because they're great. Ben joins us now on the stream. Ben, how are you, buddy?
I'm all right, Pete. How are you?
Man, you got a great setup there. That mic looks good. You got the good acoustics. You're all set.
You know, in addition to all the wonderful things you talked about in association with me, I also do a weekly podcast with my friends from the band Local H, Scott Lucas and Gabe Rodriguez. It's called Lifers. We bring in a guest every week. We talk to them for a while. We talk to each other for a while, and then we call it a day. It's kind of like what you do, I guess, every night.
Okay.
We've done 200 episodes in the last 4 years.
What?
We've done one a week. Every week since we started, we haven't taken a single break. I think this week we might be taking our first ever pause for 1 week.
Well, sounds well earned. I know.
What about you?
A couple times I've asked you to be on the show and you couldn't because of your podcast. That's very admirable.
That's true. That's right.
What about
And me? I also do an occasional podcast, since you asked me about my setup here, called 70 Movies We Saw in the 70s. Where that same guy from Local 8, Scott Lucas, plus Jim Healy most of the time and other sort of guests. We have to have you on one time. We talk about a single movie from the 1970s that theoretically at least one of us saw in the 1970s. And I'm a little older than Scott and a little older than Jim. So
you are?
It's usually me who's seen the movie, actually.
You know, I would say, 70s. Ben, if I had to go back to the 70s for a movie I saw in the theater, mm-hmm. I could probably count them all on two hands just because of my age. But Star Wars is one of them. Heaven Can Wait.
Yeah.
Follow Me Boys. Fred McMurray. Oh God.
Yeah.
We did it.
We've done Oh God.
Have you?
We did a whole episode on Oh God. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't seen that many back in the Chicago.
What are you talking about? How old were you in the 70s? What year were you born?
We don't have to.
Oh, you don't want
to
say.
Don't have to go into all that. About. I was in my early ones in the 70s. No, I was. I was. I don't know. I'm trying to think. There is one more I saw though that I'm old, Ben. I'm in my 50s. So
well, I still think we should get you on to one of these things.
I would love it. That would be fun.
And you don't spend enough time in front of a mic anyway, so
it's the least you could do. Hey, it's good to have you here. Are you ready for the holidays? How's it going?
I'm totally out of gas. So in that sense, yes, I'm ready for the holidays. I'm ready to just sort of sit on my sofa. Well, I mean, by the way, this is not very different than the rest of the year.
Watch the TV.
I feel like watching TV and movies right now is a sort of a chore for me. That's how out of gas I am.
Oh, wow.
Like,
that
can't
is.
I can't even watch a freaking movie at this point.
Jeez. You know what happened to me last night? So my son, Joe, who we know is home, And yeah. I said, hey, Joe, I'm going to watch. I told you in our text exchange today, I said, I've tried to watch Conclave twice, and right. I kept getting interrupted. And Joe comes up last night. It's like 11 o'clock. I'm just starting Conclave. And he's, oh, Dad, I'm only going to be up for like 20 minutes. Can we watch something like one of our favorites, 20 minutes of... I say, sure. So we end up putting on the Boston Bomber movie because there's some scenes he likes from that. Really? So, yeah. And, you know.
Is that the one with Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah. Who, by the way, in my opinion, is the weak link in the movie. But it is a pretty good, fast-paced movie. So I say, sure, Joe, put whatever. Because I just want to spend time with him. I don't care what he puts on.
Yeah.
So he watches. He kept saying, all right, one more scene, one more scene. We're an hour and a half into this excursion. And then he goes to bed. And I end up watching the end of the movie that I've seen three times because of him by myself. So that's my movie watching abilities over the weekend.
Well, we watched Gremlins, the whole family. My kids are both back from college or their jobs in New York City, wherever they're doing. They were back, and we settled on Gremlins for the night last night.
I'd have to give that a rewatch. I don't remember much about that. It's fun, though. It doesn't matter. It's just fun to do with the family, so... let's talk about what you are watching before you ran out of gas. But first, let's hit on the Wisconsin Film Festival. It is such a fun time every year. You guys do such a great job. I love the assortment of films you have. I love your venues. Everyone's so personable. All the volunteers you have working the festival are outstanding, and I highly recommend people check it out. I know it's probably in the early stages, but how are things coming together?
Well, that is our slogan, actually. Come for the movies and stay for the volunteers. it's going all right. It's going pretty well. I think the film industry is having some issues, especially here in the United States, in Hollywood. You know, there was the strike,
right?
There was the pandemic. And what I'm hearing from Mike and Jim, our two main programmers, are that, you know, there aren't a lot of great things coming out of this country this year for them to program for the festival. So, and we don't want to lower our standards. But having said that, Jim said that, what, you know, they both went to the Toronto International Film Festival in the fall, which is one of the places they go to see a lot of movies. Mike will be attending the Sundance Film Festival virtually.
Okay.
Some of these film festivals have now turned into this hybrid model where, yes, you can go fly out to Park City, Utah, and brave the elements and stand in line and see some movies, or you could stay home and watch most of those movies via streaming services.
Which, can anybody do that, Ben? Is it terribly expensive, or?
It's not cheap. It's probably at least twice what we charge for our festival, for like an all festival pass.
Okay.
And I think you have to have some kind of, to get that, I think you need to have some kind of accreditation. Conrad?
He took off. He's not accreditation.
Accreditation.
Yeah.
You have to have one of those.
Okay.
And obviously, I can't say it, so I don't even have one because I don't know what to tell people when I'm asking for one. Credentials. You got to have some kind of credentials. Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, boys, I found out about a Christmas song, an upbeat number, for the first time yesterday, but it's from 1979. Did you know that the members of the Sex Pistols and the members of Thin Lizzy, you know that?
Yeah.
The boys are back in town, sure, in that band. They got together and did like a super Christmas supergroup and did some kind of Christmas song on some British TV show. Yeah, I never knew about
it. What's it called?
That's an upbeat number. It's no Sinatra, but it's called Merry Jingle.
Merry Jingle.
Kind of what you would expect from the Sex Pistols and Thin Lizzy combined.
I'm sure it's upbeat.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you for that.
Sorry. Anyway, yes, the festival. Yeah. It's every April. This April, or this coming April, April 2025. It's going to be April 3rd to 10th. We take over six or seven movie theaters in Madison, Wisconsin, which is actually more movie theaters than are in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So we take over the existing ones, and then we build our own just for the week. And we show you 150 films. We bring in filmmakers from all over the world. We have some late night fun at local restaurants, sponsor restaurants and hotels, and they feed us well. And we charge up and go, and you know, we watch four or five movies a day, basically. If you're going to do the festival right, you're going to commit yourself to, like, okay, all I'm doing for the next 7 days is seeing movies.
It's a great, listen, and if you have to take vacation days to do it, like I know a couple of people who do, I recommend it because it is, you just get lost in the movies. It's so great. And I always like, I love watching you throughout the course of the week, Ben, because you look more like you're compensating as the week goes on and trying to stay upright. Mm-hmm. It's fun. I know it's a lot of work. Is there a theme this year or anything that we can look forward to or any restored classics coming our way?
Yes, I'm sure there will be some restored classics. I have heard, but it goes in one ear and out the other.
Okay.
You know, before the festival, the thing I work on all year round is UW Cinematheque, where we show movies on campus open to the public
for free. Yeah.
Every Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and some Sunday afternoon. So I've got 2 or 3 months of that coming up before the festival. So I'm sort of still in Cinematheque mode. Well, but I'm doing a lot of behind the scenes work for the festival, but it's more like, hey, well, first of all, I'm watching one part of the festival is what we call Wisconsin Zone, where people can send in films and we will watch them. And the only thing we ask is that you or the film has some kind of Wisconsin connection. And so we've been accepting submissions for next year's festival starting this past September, and we do it all the way up through the end of the year. So actually, people, you only have the 7 more days or so to send in your Wisconsin Zone films. I heard a rumor that Joe is sending us a little something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not. That rumor did not make it to his father. So, but good.
Joe and I have our own relationship separate and apart from you, Pete.
Exactly. That's fine. My guest is Ben Reiser. He's the operations director of the Wisconsin Film Festival. And as he mentioned, was one of the programmers for Cinematheque. If I lived in Madison, Ben, I think I would live at Cinematheque.
You know how many people have said that to me, and then they come and move to Madison, and I never see them. There's something about it being free that people are like, you know what?
No,
I feel like if we charged a buck, we'd probably. And now, I'm making a joke because actually, for the last 3 or 4 years, Cinematheque has been more popular than ever. We are regularly packing that room. It's an almost 200 seat theater, and we are turning people away at the door lots of nights. Our Thursday night films are premieres, films that haven't shown in Madison before. Usually they're sort of brand new films or films that, you know, are coming out, but we have heard tell that they won't actually make it to Madison. Hmm. So that's a very popular night. But then, of course, we grab things from the entire history of cinema for the rest of the weekend. And it's great. So as much as I want to complain about going to the movies and going to movie theaters these days, and my list of complaints about movie theaters these days is endless, I really shouldn't complain because I'm so busy watching movies in our own venue where we can control the projection and the sound. The seats aren't the greatest, but other than that, it's like as good as you're going to get in a movie theater. And I wish the screen was a little bit bigger, but these are just little nitpicks. Okay. You know, it could be bigger.
All right.
You know, you want to see, you like to say, I want to see it up on the big screen. But for us, it's sort of, we're going to show it to you on the medium screen.
You're probably right. I think of it as a very big screen. But do you have any, you mentioned Wisconsin Zone. And I know I've had a lot of independent filmmakers on the show. I know that we have some listeners. Have you had favorites, and do you look for anything in particular other than just a decent movie? Like, is this film that was shot here more likely to get in than just using an actor from here, that kind of thing? Actually, Ben, hold that thought. Think about that. Ruminate, if you will. And we'll come back and we'll get Ben's thoughts on that. And then we're going to ask him what he's watching because he's seen some stuff I haven't seen. And I want to talk about Carry On with you, too. I'm really struggling with this movie. So we'll do that. I think I already know what Ben's going to say. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. We are coming right back with Ben Reiser. So glad to have you with me on this Monday night. Christmas is 2 days away, folks. Rejoice. But also party, rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. 3 times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10.
There's listening Michael Bobble. Once again. The 920, Sherry from Horicon says, I would like peace on earth, LOL, someday. That's a big ask, right? That's like everyone wants to say that, but realistically, I think you just have to kind of accept where we're at. Anna from Madison says, hi, Pete and Conrad. Happy holidays to you both. I would like a gift certificate to... Oh, I already read that. Conrad, I'm blaming you, but it's my own fault. Just easier to point the finger.
My bad.
Thank you. From the 818, Bridget says, I want peace and fun with my family. That's not too big of an ask. Start small. Keep those texts coming, folks. What do you want for Christmas? My guest is Ben Reiser. He's the operations director for the Wisconsin Film Festival. And we were talking about Wisconsin's own, Ben. Do you have what jumps out at you from a Wisconsin filmmaker, if anything?
Well, I'm looking for a wide variety. I'm also the head of that programming committee. So the films that I've been seeing for the festival so far have all been Wisconsin's own.
Nice.
We've gotten about 100 submissions so far, and I expect close to another 75 by the time January 1st rolls around. And so, you know, the thing about having to find Wisconsin's own films is that I really need to broaden my horizons as a film watcher. So, you know, I've got genres of films that I've always liked, but now I've got to sort of, you know, get in the headspace to appreciate experimental films and documentaries, because we get a lot of those and a lot of them are terrific, but it's, you know, it's not the same as watching Gremlins.
Right.
So, but, you know, we're really trying to find a little bit of everything. We don't have any quotas or anything like that, but I love to see some films that get sent our way that look like they're big Hollywood productions. And then some films that look like they were shot on an iPhone.
Yeah.
There's room for all that stuff at the festival, as you know. And, you know, we sometimes get you to host these Wisconsin Zone Shorts blocks. And, you know, you've seen the wide variety.
Yeah. And they're really fun. And the Q&As are fun. It's nice to and it's nice to see the same people back sometimes. And I don't mean to say you don't mix it up, but there are some people that are so prolific. Like they have something every year to offer you guys. And I'm kind of in awe of people like that.
Me too.
What about the Hundreds of Beavers guys? Do you have anything? They have something new coming out. That was such a phenomenon a couple of years ago.
They're still riding high on Hundreds of Beavers. That film just That film just played Madison again at the Barrymore Theater, and they sold more tickets. Like we had it at the festival 2 years ago, and I think we sold like 500, 600 tickets. Then we showed it at the Marquee at Union South the next year because these guys came back and they were doing like a road show with it, and we sold that out. And then they were at the Barrymore, and I think they came close to selling out the Barrymore a couple weeks ago. And by the way, the film is streaming for, you know, quote unquote free on Amazon Prime right now. So if you're a Prime member, you can watch this thing. I don't know. I mean, I'm thrilled that people still want to go to movie theaters.
Yeah.
And if there's a movie that seems made for theaters and a large audience and not just sitting at home on your couch, although it works perfectly fine in that environment as well. But it seems like Hundreds of Beavers. So I don't know. I think they're still basking in the success of Hundreds of Beavers and hopefully getting offers from, you know, some real Hollywood studios or something to make a bigger film next time.
It'll be really interesting. We've had Mike on the show, the director, Cheslick, I think is his last name, and he was a lot of fun to talk to. But it'll be interesting to see, since this movie was so profitable for what they spent on it, what they do next, and possibly, like you said, with a studio with an actual budget. Like, I really hope, and I don't think they will lose that creative, innovative charm they have, because Great Lakes Monster was great too. And if they do, who cares? At least they got the cash in. But Hundreds of Beavers is such a fun movie.
It's terrific.
Yeah. So
unlike, let's say, Carry On.
Yeah, we'll get to that. I have one more question for you. Well, let me ask you this: What are some of your favorite movies, aside from Hundreds of Beavers, from Wisconsin filmmakers the last few years? Anything else that jumps out at you that maybe that we could see?
Well, there's this, can you see? That's a good question. But there's this filmmaker who's been submitting stuff to the festival for a long time. His name is Nathan Deming. Do you know Nathan?
I do.
Have you had him on the show?
I'm a friend of his, yes. I was in one of his films. I was in his movie, Speaking in Tongues.
Sorry. Yeah, I do remember.
Yeah, it was really memorable.
That was one
really
that we didn't
memorable.
Show. We wanted to show, and then his producer was like, no, your festival isn't big enough. We need to open it somewhere else. And I don't know if anyone has ever seen that film. Is that available for streaming?
That is available. Speaking in Tongues, he just told me this. I think if you go to Roku in the search and put in Speaking in Tongues, it'll show. I know it's available somewhere.
Well, Nathan... I don't know if he had one. Yes, he had last year. He's doing this project where he's doing like 12 films, one for every month of the year.
Yes.
All set in Wisconsin, these sort of short to mid-length films. So he's done January and February. We've shown them both. They're both fantastic. February, especially, I just think is.
That's the one in the church, right? With the the older
that's
woman.
January.
Oh, that's January.
February's
okay.
The one with the ice fishing.
Oh,
have you seen this one?
Yes, I have.
Love that movie.
Loved it too. Yeah, he's great. And an up and comer. I mean, he lives in L.A., but every time I talk to him, he's like, "Hey, I'm in Wisconsin." I'm like,
he's in Wisconsin these days, working on I think another film.
I think he's got I think he's got a feature length that he's working on locally, and he said he might even come to Marinette with the co-director and scout locations, which I think would be so fun to take him out and show him around. But I know he's working on March as well for his month. Library.
And he's going to be on our Golden Badger jury this year. He's going to be judging other Wisconsin Zone filmmakers. So,
well, that's a
the table has turned.
Nice trip to Madison for Nathan. I know he loves it there. So, all right, can you stick around to talk Carry On when we come back after the news?
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Ben will give us a few more minutes, being very gracious with his time. He's usually a very busy guy on Monday nights, preparing for his podcast on Tuesday.
That's
true. But you're off this week, so that's
good. I'm off this week.
All right, Ben Reiser is here from the Wisconsin Film Festival. We're going to talk about the movie Carry On. I've got gripes. It sounds like he has gripes. It should be a fun rant fest. stay tuned, folks. Civic Media's award-winning news keeps you informed. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our friend and colleague Luke Mathers joins us at 10:33 to discuss the ranking of Christmas treats. We'll wrap up everything on our Christmas Eve show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing Holiday Edition.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Creston. A government panel on Monday failing to reach consensus on the possible national security risks of a nearly $15 billion proposed deal for Nippon Steel of Japan to buy U.S. steel. That leaves the decision up to President Biden, who has been a longtime opponent of the proposal. On this Christmas Eve, a winter storm moving into the Northeast, bringing ice and snow to several states. Here's ABC meteorologist Lee Goldberg.
Several inches of snow in upstate New York and into northern New England, maybe even up to a half foot of snow. That snow is right to the I-95 quarter by the morning hours. I could see some coatings to maybe an inch all the way down to the coast. We are concerned about winter weather alerts in Philly and Baltimore and D.C. for a glaze of ice. So be super careful with your travel into the morning hours.
In Santa Cruz, California, a man died after he was trapped by a large wave beneath debris on a beach. That amid a major storm that's pummeling the West Coast. 12 people were killed, 4 injured in an explosion in an armament factory in northwest Turkey. This is ABC News.